Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got some fascinating stories today, starting with Meta's big move back into open source with Muse Glimmer 30B.
Yes, Paul, this is actually a huge development for Meta. They've really turned things around this year, and pushing out Glimmer, an on-device model, shows their commitment to making AI more accessible and competitive.
Right, and Mark Zuckerberg's essay accompanying the launch really emphasized why superintelligence should belong to everyone. It's a strong stance, especially when they're also planning to open Muse Spark 1.2 soon.
Absolutely, Paul. This open source push directly challenges the idea of AI power being concentrated, and it could really bolster the US's position against global competitors. Glimmer's performance on agentic and coding tasks, even at a smaller size, is impressive.
That's a great point, Jane. And speaking of powerful models, NVIDIA is also making waves with their new Nemotron 3.5 Lightning model and the Nemo Switchyard library.
Yes, Nemotron 3.5 Lightning is an open weights model designed specifically to accelerate autonomous agents. It uses a hybrid architecture and offers incredible speed for specialized tasks.
Nearly 700 tokens per second in testing, Jane? That's seriously fast. And the Nemo Switchyard library sounds like it will be crucial for routing those agent workflows efficiently.
Exactly. It allows agents to use frontier models for complex reasoning and then switch to Lightning for high-volume, repetitive execution. It's a smart way to optimize performance and resource use.
Moving on to some big business news. Riot Platforms, a Bitcoin miner, just signed a massive $9.1 billion AI data center lease with Anthropic. That's a huge pivot.
It truly is, Paul. This long-term agreement through 2048 underscores the immense demand for compute capacity from AI labs like Anthropic. Riot's shares climbed significantly on the news, too.
$9.1 billion, with potential extensions up to $16.1 billion. It really shows how much infrastructure is needed to power these advanced AI models, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Paul. And on a related note, we're seeing other interesting developments in the hardware space, like River AI raising $1.1 billion to build personal AI hardware.
That's Igor Babushkin, an XAI co-founder, pushing for AI to move from the cloud to home servers. It's a fascinating vision for user ownership of hardware and data.
It offers an alternative to the corporate chatbot model, allowing users to build custom agents and LLMs locally. This can really change how we interact with and control our AI.
And speaking of controlling AI infrastructure, Microsoft is planning to produce 300,000 Maia 300 AI chips by 2027. They're really trying to curb their reliance on NVIDIA.
That's right, Paul. Their previous Maia 200 chips were already 30 to 40% cheaper to operate than top-end NVIDIA hardware. This move is all about gaining greater control and cost efficiency for their Azure infrastructure.
It highlights the intense competition and investment in custom silicon across the board. We also saw TSMC report a 45% jump in July sales, driven by AI chip demand, and Intel upsizing a $20 billion stock sale for their AI buildout.
The demand for AI chips is just insatiable right now, Paul. Everyone from cloud providers to chip manufacturers is pouring billions into scaling up production and developing next-gen hardware to meet this unprecedented need.
That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for August 11th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.